We initially stood that up for the enterprise email solution, but the real intent of that service was intended as an enterprise capability. So right now what it does is it takes the authoritative digital identities from DMDC and it actually provisions those identities into an enterprise user account. So what that means is that as soon as you join DoD, you get a CAT card, you get a record in DEERS. That information will automatically be provisioned into our enterprise email account system so that you'll automatically have an account. And so right now, again, those accounts are still restricted for Army users, so only they will be able to access the email system. But that whole account provisioning process is something that we want to stand up as an enterprise service so that no matter where you are, what enterprise service you're using, as soon as you join DoD, you'll automatically have an account for that.
And what sorts of, you know, disparate identities or functions is that bringing together?
So, and that's a great question. There's I guess, two answers. So one is that right now, most of your services actually have a separate store of accounts. So they capture them locally. You click register on a web page, it'll automatically generate an account local to that application. There's a separate series of accounts, which all the HR systems of the components hold. So when you join the Air Force HR system will have that account. So DEERS has brought together all the information from those component HR systems as sort of one authoritative source across DoD. So what we're trying to do is get away from having all the local accounts created for each of the enterprise services. So as an example, you won't have to go to Defense Connect Online and register for an account anymore. We'll be able to provision that automatically from DEERS, which will have that authoritative information for you as a user from your service identity.
So instead of having, you know, two dozen different username and password combinations on two dozen different systems, it boils down to you having one digital identity that's tied to your smart ID card.
That's exactly the idea.
And this service, is it envisioned to be the single solution for identity management across DoD, or is it one of many that are bubbling up out there?
So what I would offer is that our primary concern is that you use the authoritative identities from DMDC. So there's a number of ways to do that. The identity synchronization service is definitely something that we plan to offer so that if you want to be able to populate your own local account with those authoritative identities, you can do that. But one of the other things I talked about was attribute-based access control. So there's part of the notion is that not all applications require accounts. And in those cases, it would be really nice if you could make your access control decisions based on information about the user as opposed to necessarily having to have accounts for every single person. So as an example, DMDC offers attributes about each account. And so one example would be if my access control decision was, okay, you need to be a U.S. citizen with a secret clearance, I should be able to call DMDC and they have an enterprise identity attribute service. I can call that and say, for this user, are they a U.S. citizen and do they have a secret clearance? DMDC will provide the answer back. So in that case, we would not obviously be requiring the identity synchronization service, but the access control decision is still made from that authoritative digital identity.
You said the department had made a lot of progress on the identity management side of the house and not so much yet on the access management side. Can you talk a little bit about where those gaps are right now that you feel you need to address?
Sure, and I guess the first answer to that is, you know, we've done a tremendous amount on the identity side, and specifically DoD PKI, I think, has been a huge success. So everyone that has access to NIPRNet right now has a CAT card and has PKI certificates on that card. And those PKI certificates really provide that strong authentication so that we know when you're accessing an application who it is that accessed that application. On the access control side, the majority of those decisions have been made at a local level. So programmers that create an application will actually create their application and they'll code in their own access rules. And in most cases, it's okay, if you have an account, then we'll set certain privileges with that account, you know, based on the information you provided when you registered for that. So our focus is providing enterprise services for that, are that we want to basically help developers out so that instead of each developer having to reinvent the wheel and figure out how to do access control independently, we can provide some common toolkits which they can leverage as they're building their applications in order to use enterprise standards for how to do access control.
You also talked today about not wanting to get locked into PKI only, where you must use CAT card to get access to any DoD system, because you have intelligence community folks, coalition partners who would need to get access to some systems too. And you talked about letting people log in however they can log in, but restricting their access to certain things based on how they logged in, what level of security that method provides. And how many different levels are we talking about here, and how do you envision that being rolled out across the department?
Yeah, so what I'll do is sort of describe what I mean by that. So they talk about different factors of authentication, and so the simplest form of authentication is what's called level one, which is basically just something you know. So that the obvious case of that is a username and a password. So the password is something you know that hopefully other people don't know. You start to get stronger and stronger levels of authentication the more factors that you can have. So as an example, a PKI certificate is not just something you know because you have to know the PIN to be able to unlock that certificate, but it's also something that you have. So if you've got a hard token, you know, I have to actually have my CAT card in order to be able to use that PKI certificate. So it's something I have and something I know, which brings in another factor. And as you start going up that stack, there's more and more things. There's ideas such as where you are. So I may only want to be able to access certain information if I log in from inside the Pentagon, if it's really sensitive. There's, you know, other information about you, biometrics data, so who you are, you know, you've got the right iris or the right fingerprint or something along those lines. So basically the idea is the stronger authentication is more factors. So it's more information about you, which gives greater confidence that you are the person who we think you are.